Well, Blockhead Nation, here we are. 100 plus episodes, 10 exciting guests, and many more to come, and the journey has just begun. Want to remind my listeners that your favorite Blockhead's associated with the Yogis Podcast Network, where you can listen to The Nightly Rant with Mike and Toria. You can listen to Liberty Revealed and one of my personal favorites, The Elite Podcast Academy, that will teach you everything you need to know about being a professional podcaster to take your show from 0 to 60 in 5.2 with all the tips from Mike himself from the Yogis Podcast Network. And also to remind you that I'm associated with the Dose Leprechauns page. Dose Leprechauns Media has taken off. The merchandise is looking great. Jason and Nate are killing it in the podcasting world, and Notre Dame football is looking promising. All that being said, the little redhead girl is giving me the go-ahead. So what do you say we go ahead and start the show, shall we? Live. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for stopping by once again. You are listening to your favorite Blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. Wishing a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas to everybody that is listening to the Blockhead today. Thank you so much for taking the time to come listen to this little podcast. I am your host. My name is Brian Little, and I've enjoyed this journey with you, and I've enjoyed having listenership, having the fan Q&A. Did a Facebook Live a few days ago and got some suggestions. Had a few other people that are giving some feedback on Instagram, a little bit on Twitter here and there. So where I have not done well is reaching out to my fans and out to my listenership and to see what you guys want to have discussed. Most of the time, it goes back to those two topics. It goes back to Peanuts, and it goes back to MMA, what I'm seeing right now in the community. So I'm going to make sure I stick with that as best as I can. But as we get started, guys, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is tearing it up in my backyard of Dallas, Texas. They are on stage tonight, and they will be in concert in Houston and San Antonio the next couple of days. Those of you that are listening that are in the Texas area that want to get your tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra or check out some of the other festivities that are in your local area, check out my friends over at Ticket Hawk. This resale marketplace allows you access to tickets you want, ones you cannot access anywhere else, whether you are a sporting fan or you're looking for a night out to a concert with the family. All these tickets are based with a 100% money-back guarantee. Your tickets will arrive on time. They will be valid for entry. Check out the website to get 5% off of your tickets from Ticket Hawk. It's not too late to go check out the Trans-Siberian Orchestra in concert. Quite an experience, or any other sporting events you can think of, or any concerts in the future. Maybe you want to check a Broadway play out there in New York. Check out my friends over at Ticket Hot to get those not-so-easy-to-attain tickets and see how you can get 5% off of your tickets on the website. Our scripture of the day is going to come from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as though you will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I share that for one reason. Mainly, it was reached out to me by none other than Mike Mahoney himself from the Nightly Rant and Liberty Revealed that are on the Yogis Podcast Network. If you want more detail about this description, if you want to know more about how Americans are not as free as we think we are, I'm going to send you back his way. He's a more of an expert that falls into the political realm. That's a theater that Blockhead tries to steer a little bit away from, just because I don't believe that I'm going to be the greatest expert when it comes to it. But I will tell you this, I'm always going to say that I'm thankful for the choices that I have. When we take a look at the beautiful hierarchy that is laid out in Scripture versus the Americanized hierarchy or anything else that we would find constitutional monarchies that are in the rest of the world, there's always going to be this letdown from those that are in authority. It's a sad day when I think about some of you who bow your heads and say, "Our Father who art in Washington." I would hope you know that we have a loving God that does not break his promises, and that you can find the truth when you spend time in the scripture, that you will find more fulfillment when you find the words that are in that love letter. Now, granted, when it comes to our Constitution and the way it should be followed, the more brief it is, the more the ability you have to have additions, amendments, and this evolving discussion that we have and this debate that we have time and time again. I have to admit that I'm thankful for that, because when I think of the choices I have here in America versus what I've seen in my time in the Navy and other parts of the world, I think back to how I've always wanted to come home. So really, in reality, there might be some truth to that. I believe that will be more in his arena that you can have that discussion. I'll send you that way to the Yogi's Podcast Network. But again, there's also a man by the name of Charles Colson, who lived very much through the Watergate scandal, who actually did spend time behind bars for his involvement in that, and came out a devout Christian and made many different writings, books, pamphlets, and he had one book called The Sky Is Not Falling, How to Live in Turbulent Times, and how there's a way to live with bravery. Now, there's something about when we look at these sections about being submissive. Nobody said that that's going to be easy, but we are taught when it comes to be submissive to one another, that is meant to be out of reverence to Christ. That's to prevent the selfish pride, and that fits well with the command to consider others being better than yourselves. Even service to our employers, that falls into the submission framework, that falls into what's written here in Scripture on what I just shared with you. When it comes to being submissive to those who are in authority that are in our government, again, I would hope you consider more about praying for them, knowing that we can still trust who has been in control of history ever since the beginning of time. Leaders will come and go, but there will always be one who will hold dominion over all. And I trust more what I'm going to find there. But if you want to find more in that arena, you can definitely go check out Liberty Revealed, the Nightly Rant. You can check out my friends at Yogi's Podcast Network. And that can be one that will be up there. Because really, I come to you more trying to maintain my composure, because I'm giving a loving shout out to my friends that are over in the other part of the world. I'm sending to my friends Delva78 and Miss Tiffany. And this is a straight up shout out to sweet little Clayton, their little boy. I will tell you, earlier today, he has a family member that is not feeling up to par. And sure enough, they got a video of him saying, "We hope that you get to feeling better," which is always good for the heart. But we sit and I watch this video of sweet little Clayton, who is the youngest member of the Blockhead Nation, and really he is the most precious. I sit and watch him mention, "I hope you feel better soon," and just know that his heart is breaking and that he is breaking into tears, and your favorite Blockhead is over here blubbering on the couch like a little baby, and I am not sorry to admit that. So sincerely to Clayton, you have healed my heart in so many ways, and I'm very thankful for the friendship I have with my pro bono cartoonist, Delva78, and Miss Tiffany. Very much love to you guys. I wanted to make sure that I had a chance to cover all those bases. And some great questions were covered in the Facebook Live video we did a few days back. And now I kind of have to go back and cover my tracks. Because there was something I mentioned about, Del asked a question if there were other Peanuts episodes if they dealt with bullying. And in reality, there is a episode called He's a Bully, Charlie Brown, that came out in the late 2000s. And it really, even though I'm not going to say that it is a misleading title, but this whole thing happens at a summer camp, and really what it comes down to is a face-off between Charlie Brown and the bully over all of the marbles that he has swindled everybody out of. I think he falls more into the category of a shark. He knew how to play marbles extremely well. He knew how to lure in kids to put on their most precious marbles out onto the game, that he would take them for all they were worth. So that really is kind of more of the story of he's a bully and Charlie Brown comes to be. The ones that are a little bit harder to stomach are episodes like Why Charlie Brown, when Janice comes back after getting her chemo treatments. I mentioned this on live video about how she has gone bald and she has no hair. And there's a bully that is picking on her. And at some point, Linus lights into this kid and says, she's got leukemia, cement head. Now think about that for a second. Linus never, or anybody else in the Peanuts comic strips or the TV shows, ever went so far as to call anybody a worse name than blockhead. That's to a third degree for him to say cement head to this kid that is poking fun at a girl who has cancer and has been getting chemo treatments to help her get better. Again, very uncomfortable, not a controversial episode of Peanuts, but very much worth your time to watch. Why Charlie Brown is worth anybody's time to watch. Now, that one would be one, but also the dominance of everything is strength in numbers, and the bullies in the cabin have the numbers at this other summer camp at Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown. That one they would get referred to as bullies often because you do have a wide variety of them. You have the tall leader, you have the chubby one in the middle, you've also got the other guy that has the, you don't know whether to smile at him or kick a field goal when it comes to his teeth in this episode. But all three of them are considered bullies, and they've won number one cabin many years in a row, and it leads to the Raft River race in the story. So I mentioned those, but I feel like I totally skipped over the one in the title, he's a bully, Charlie Brown, but I look at it as he is literally just a shark that is taking the other kid's marbles, and now Charlie Brown has to step up for the ultimate showdown. So they meet at sundown, and then we have the battle between the two. That would be just to cover what I might have missed in the Facebook Live video, because yes, there is one called He's a Bully, Charlie Brown. And again, when people come to my show, they listen and go, you really cover a lot of extremes, Blockhead. You really do. I go, yeah. If you think about it, there's something that is so accepted by the masses that is the Peanuts comic strip or the Peanuts TV show. Some of y'all have probably already watched the Christmas episode already or are looking forward to watching it with the family. But then here I am talking about mixed martial arts as well. Those are two extremes that you get on this show. But really, when I look at the scope of my life, well, I have a lot of extremes too. When it comes to, for instance, I'm an adrenaline junkie. But sometimes I want that calm as well. Whenever I would go out and do water sports when I was in San Diego, some days I would want to make sure that I was in a sailboat. Which sailboats, if you know anything about water etiquette, sailboats have the right of way to everybody. Jet skis have the right of way to nobody. So I would go from the most calm type of boat that there is out on Mission Bay and then go hit the speed zone on a jet ski to be able to hit my adrenaline rush. So yes, you have the extremes of Blockhead, the ups and downs that are quite a roller coaster to be able to take on with this. So there's some truth to that, and it all gets covered in this show as adequately as I possibly can. Now, as I send into the next section of the show, I want to talk about my friends over at Koa Coffee. You want to talk about a changeover in extreme, best Kona coffee in America, as Forbes has talked about it. Direct Kona coffee straight from Hawaii, harvested only when the beans are cherry red so that every roast is sure to have the taste of Aloha spot on every time. It's even been mentioned in Forbes' top 10 coffees in the world. Please consider checking out my friends over at Koa Coffee, and when you get there, make sure that you use the code HOLIDAYALOHA to get your discount. All uppercase, one word, it's in the blog, you can follow the link, HOLIDAYALOHA, to get yourself a nice little discount over the best Kona coffee in America from Koa Coffee from the islands of Hawaii. Aloha and mahalo from my friends at Koa Coffee. And a thank you from yours truly, your favorite Blockhead. Now, we just had an event that happened in South Korea for the UFC. And in as much as I could get into the technique and the details of this battle that happened between Korean Zombie and Frankie Edgar. What I will say instead is how thankful, as I take my iconic swig of water, how thankful I am as a fan that there are so many fighters that will just step up when the time comes. There's something about that happens when I'm only a fan with an opinion. I'm not able to sit in with the promoters or hear anything about the discussions with the fights. I'm not in Dana White's ear. I'm only able, as good as the information I get you from, whether it's Ariel Helwani giving his responses, whether it's Chael Sonnen's podcast, You're Welcome, whether it's what I gain from The Athletic, when I look at the MMA articles that are online. When I look at this, all I am is a fan with an opinion. This is just somebody who follows the sport and can bring it home for most of you. And I will tell you that the original fight that was supposed to happen with Korean Zombie in his backyard of South Korea was supposed to be with the very dangerous Brian Ortega. But since you have an injury, in steps in the answer, no pun intended on that one. Every bit of that was pun intended. Frankie the Answer Edgar steps in and says, I'll take the fight with Korean Zombie. Now that is refreshing. And it's not the only one that's been recently happening. There have been several of them that have had that could have been so lackluster, but they're saved by these step-ins. And Frankie Edgar having a shorter period of time, less time to have a training camp, willing to step in and fight Korean Zombie. Even though he does have the home cage advantage in South Korea, where he is going to be overwhelmingly cheered for, Frankie Edgar steps in the pocket and takes it with him as long as he can. Quite a good fight that just came out of South Korea. But again, if you look to the other company for Bellator, Michael Chandler is supposed to be returning, and his return fight was supposed to be the co-main event with Fedor and Rampage Jackson, if I'm not mistaken. So if the co-main event is going to be Michael Chandler's return, it was supposed to be against Benson Henderson. And now he's out with an injury. In steps a young guy named Sydney Outlaw, with a very impressive record of 19 wins and 3 losses. He's on a 9-win streak, and he's willing to step forward and say, I'll take the fight. Very thankful as a fan, instead of being critical of what's going on in the cage, at least the fight is able to take place, because these guys, who truly are as tough as nails, putting their money where their mouth is, and willing to take the fight. So I'm thankful to Frankie Edgar. I'm thankful to Sydney Outlaw. I want to see how he does with Michael Chandler's return. That's an exciting bout. So many times when we want to overlook the significance of that, let's start thinking about when somebody steps in, this is one tough dude. It's going to be a tough night out for anybody that's in the cage for both of those situations. Whether it's the UFC, Bellator, ONE Championship, Legacy Fighting Alliance, I don't care which one you're following. Any of those who step in at the last minute, or a week, a couple of weeks beforehand, that's willing to take the fight, hats off. Blockhead's giving you his respect on this show. Respect to Frankie Edgar, respect to Sydney Outlaw, and anybody else that's coming up in the future, because it seems like there has been a trend of many of them that have had to step down. As we last talked, that it was supposed to be a post-recap of Usman and Covington. Well, we know the results. But what I'd like to spend time on, instead of worrying so much about the broken jaw of Colby and for his Twitter responses, I'm going to save that for a second, but I'm going to start with the post-conference with Kamaru Usman. There is a part in there, if you're looking at the title of this podcast, it will start to finally make some sense. There is an interview that he does at the end with his title, and he's talking about how he's amazed that most people were talking about how gassed that he was going to be when he faced Colby, and he's going, okay, I'm still ready to roll. Let's keep this thing going. And there was a question about, is this a chance for Jorge Masvidal to step in? Usman's immediate response was, who? Masvidal. We've got a nice little game of Abbott and Costello happening right here with the welterweight division, because what happens to Leon Edwards? What happens with Tyron Woodley? What happens with Colby Covington now after he recovers? We're still trying to figure out, so if we were to think about it for a second, almost like the Abbott and Costello, who? He knew exactly who Jorge Masvidal is. Who? Masvidal, the guy on first. No, Leon Edwards is on second. Leon's on second. I'm asking you who's on second. Who's on first? Masvidal. Quite an interesting lineup that we've got going on inside of that MMA realm that's happening. But Leon Edwards was supposed to have a fight too. There's supposed to be a bout between him and Jorge Masvidal. That's where the original three-piece in the soda took place, was behind the scenes with Leon Edwards and Jorge. It's kind of hard to follow what's going down at this point. We're just going to have to see, with breaking news on social media, what this MMA fan can piece together for you, the Blockhead Nation. But it's interesting, and I just burst out laughing as soon as I heard him say, who? You're not the only one to try that one, Usman, but I like how you pulled that and got it right back into the discussion about what direction the welterweight division is going. Now, on the other side, when it comes to Colby Covington, I'm listening to You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen, and there's something that's mentioned about his Twitter response and how Chael actually thinks that Colby Covington still won with his Twitter response. Please explain to me how he won. By not staying in the cage? By not attending the post-fight conference? By going to Twitter and calling the ref a fake? By calling the doctor stoppage a fake? Please explain to me how that... I never thought that stupid would be so marketable, but it certainly has taken its toll in the MMA community now. And now if you're wondering if this is going to be a little bit of a shoot, if this is going to be a little bit of Blockhead being wound up, I guess it is. Because if you honestly think, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there now. If there's any casual fan that the MMA community wants, it's your favorite Blockhead. That's not being prideful. That's not being arrogant. I'm telling you that if they could get me to get subscriptions to ESPN Plus, if they could get me to watch every single pay-per-view instead of piecing this together the way that I do through a lot of my online access, I am the one that they want at this point. It's one thing when you have people who want nothing to do with MMA, or if nobody wants nothing to do with boxing, professional wrestling, NCAA, whatever you're looking for that depends on pay-per-view buys. It's another thing when you have somebody that's already constantly buying them. Somebody who straddles the fence like yours truly is the one that you want. And I can tell you, I still would rather watch two old women pull their dentures out in the middle of the Walmart parking lot and go to fisticuffs with their canes than watch Colby Covington go back into the cage and fight somebody else again. How has his Twitter responses won the ultimate fight? Usman steps forward and mentions how he might have been a tough guy. He had this plan. But now, where do we go from here? Usman's holding the strap. Who's having to eat crow at this point? Tell me how that is a win. And maybe just coming in hot like this might actually do some good for yours truly, because maybe, just maybe, this will be noticed by Discover Pods in 2020. Because I can tell you, those that were going on and voting for your favorite Blockhead didn't quite go our way this year. This year, it belonged to the podcast 1619. They dominated the Discover Pods Awards. And that is a fabulous podcast. That's a free, shameless plug. But I will tell you, come 2020, when it comes to most innovative podcast, 1619, I'm coming for you. And the Blockhead Nation is going to help make that happen by voting on Discover Pods Awards for this podcast to become the most innovative podcast of 2020. And the only way that can happen is if I continue to be catering to my sweet Blockhead Nation, making sure my fans and my listenership are appreciated, and I do. But I share all that to bring everything full circle, that this is a show that takes two very strange spectrums here and can bring these two reckless worlds together and they can collide. And as we finish up the show, guys, maybe you're like, man, I feel like watching some MMA now. Maybe that might be something I want to get involved in. Have you considered for your New Year's resolution to start using some MMA gear to take off those pounds you want to lose as part of your New Year's resolution? Well, I will tell you to gain your competitive advantage by using the best MMA gear on the market today. Advance yourself as a martial artist by choosing Century
martial arts. Whether you're a black belt instructor, a fitness enthusiast, a new student, or you just want to try out the martial arts, Century has what you need to get the most out of your training. Check out the link here today and check out the Century Wave Master, check out the Torrent, check out the gloves, check out the shin guards. And when you get to checkout, make sure you use the promo code SAVE10. It's going to be in the blog. It's SAVE10, all uppercase two numbers, to get yourself your discount from Century Martial Arts. And with that, I hope you will go enjoy spending time with your family. I'm going to go ahead and get some presents wrapped, and we will see you next time. Same blockhead time, same blockhead channel. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.